Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for January 19, 2018. In today's news, KONE has won an order for a residential high-rise in London. The industry remembers Frank Regalado. The CTBUH has released its 2018 tall building predictions. And registration for the NAEC Spring Educational Conference is now open.
KONE will supply South Quay Plaza, a residential high-rise planned for London's Isle of Dogs, with ultra-rope-equipped elevators, the first use of the lightweight elevator rope in Europe. South Quay Plaza will be the first of three towers in a development overlooking the Canary Wharf Financial District. With its height of 220 meters, the 68-story tower will be one of the tallest residential buildings in Europe. KONE will deliver 6 mini-space and 2 monospace 700 elevators, and a KONE destination control system to the development. South Quay Plaza, scheduled for completion in 2022, is being developed by Berkeley Homes and designed by architect firm Foster & Partners.
NW Labor Press reports Frank Regalado, age 66, a former business representative of the Portland, Oregon-based elevator constructors Local Number 23, passed away on January 10th following a battle with pancreatic cancer. Regalado was a native of Marinci, Arizona, and joined Elevator Constructors Local 18 in Los Angeles in 1972, completing its apprenticeship program. He moved to Portland in 1982 and joined Local 23. He was elected business representative, a full-time position, serving from 1997 to 2003, then was appointed interim business representative in 2007 and elected to a three-year term from 2008 to 2011. He retired in 2013. He is survived by his wife, Darlene, 4 children, and 6 grandchildren.
The Council on Tall Buildings and Urban Habitat, or CTBUH, has released its 2018 Tall Building Predictions. Notable predicted building completions are Comcast Technology Center in Philadelphia in February, China Zun Tower in Beijing in May, and Lochte Center in St. Petersburg, Russia in November. Other trends mentioned are wood towers exceeding 80 meters tall and all residential high-rise construction recovering to the point it will be the plurality of 200-meter-plus tall construction for the first time.
Registration is now open for the National Association of Elevator Contractors, or NAEC, Spring Educational Conference planned on November 15th through 18th at the Sheraton Carlsbad Resort and Spa in Carlsbad, California. The annual event includes educational sessions as well as plenty of opportunities to relax and network. For more information, visit the NAEC event website at naec.org/conference.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.